We're talking today with Melissa Navarre from Weatherford, from the state of Oklahoma, and you're one of the performers this year at the Tulsa Farm Show. You're doing some trick riding. Tell me about that.
Yes, we're going to do some trick riding demonstrations Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at noon and 2. We're just going to kind of show the general public how we trick ride on a horse. We're usually doing it really, really fast, and we're going to slow it down and let them kind of see what we do and answer questions and hopefully give them a little inside track to our world.
So, you know, how'd you get interested in trick riding?
My mom was a trick rider in the 70s, and her name's Dolly Butler Riddle, and she was part of the Butler rodeo family, and she started, and her and J.W. Stoker taught me how to trick ride. So
tell me a little bit about, you know, where all do you actually perform then?
I've been trick riding for nearly 20 years. I've pretty much been from the coast of Corpus Christi to Calgary at the Stampede. So I've been all over. We usually go to rodeos. We love things like the Tulsa Farm Show just because we get to interact with the people a little bit more and we're kind of on a closer scale with them. But we kind of go all over and like to share our dying sport because you don't see trick riders very much anymore.
So, you know, What's the secret, or what's a couple of secrets that you may be trying to share with folks this weekend?
Well, we want to show them the outstanding horses that we ride. Our horses are probably 85% of what we do. I've got my 8-year-old daughter with me, Shyla, and I'm passing the tradition on to her and for people to be interested and learn about trick riding or this Western way of life. It's important to show how we start them out when they're little and they grow up to do stuff like I've done.
So truly, this is something that has been a tradition, right, as far as within the rodeo circuit and everything.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of one of the first events at rodeo. It was done in a competition, and then it kind of just died out because it is a lot of hard work, and rodeo kind of took a different direction, so we kind of got pushed in the back. So we're trying to bring it back and, you know, make sure that people, it isn't a dying sport. And Shyla, she's truly gifted, and so it would be a shame to hide it from her. And she loves it. She loves riding horses. So, and that's just part of the Western way of life.